the first female vice president of the Republic of Liberia, Her Excellency Dr. Joa Harawa. Very good, we'll soon be here. Clap for yourself.
Jewel Howard Taylor is a colourful figure in Liberian politics. Her ex-husband is Charles Taylor, former warlord and president of Liberia, who is now serving a 50-year jail sentence for war crimes committed in Sierra Leone. Charles Taylor remains very popular in Liberia, and Jewel is clearly capitalising on this. So how does she respond to the criticism?
All of the Charles Taylor issues now seem to swim around me. Oh, Jewel Taylor was involved. Where was I? During the crisis, I wasn't here. I left here at 21. Long before any of these things happened, I came back 10 or 12 years later, yet I am still being held responsible for some things that I knew nothing about. No one ever asked Madam Ellen Sirleaf why she gave $10,000 or so to start a war. And there are many people in government. Senator Komine Wisa, who sits in this legislature, explained on the Senate floor how he was a conduit between President Taylor and Gaddafi. There are stories here. Shouldn't those people be asked what actually happened? No one is bothering because they want to make me look like I don't know what, but I think it's unfair and I just do the best that I can.
Howard Taylor is an ambitious woman, an energetic performer, and obviously enjoys being on the political stage.
You come from the places that you come from. That we are just here.
Howard Taylor has more political experience than George Weah, having served as First Lady and then Senator for Bong County since 2005. She told me about her plans for transforming the education sector, promoting industry, and reducing government benefits.
Our national budget, for example, is maybe 70% recurring costs. Salaries, fuel, trips. Ministers buy $75,000 cars every year. And I think it's sad. If you have a 90% budget for salaries and benefits, you cannot do anything with your core mandate. Some people are getting paid $15,000. As commissioners, ministers are getting $10,000. When you have sweepers or people at the lower level making less than $100, there's something wrong with the entire budget. And I think the first thing we will do is to transform that budget, take away all of the fat, and reduce the salaries to the point where people can still live, but that more money is put into the core mandate of our agencies.
Expectations are high, and the new government has a big job ahead to deliver. But for now, people are celebrating the rise to power of Liberia's biggest celebrity and his ambitious vice president. Lucinda Rouse in Monrovia, Liberia, for Radio France International.